Next one is Wade, W-A-D-E, McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y. Nine 8:59. Both of these patients were seen 10:22. So 66-year-old gentleman. Patient has been a truck driver most of his life and still remains quite active. Patient has a history of hyperlipidemia, DJD, low back pain, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, vitamin D deficiency, period. Patient recently was hospitalized after he was hit by an Amazon truck, sustained foot injury, back injury, and I said chronic back pain, period. Still able to drive and go to his doctor's appointments, period. Immunization, did not get a flu shot this year. Medication, Naprosyn 500 twice a day, Prilosec 40 milligrams, Lipitor 40 milligrams, Robaxin 750 QID, Glibride Metformin 500 twice a day, Lisinopril 10 milligrams a day, vitamin D once a day. Family history, mom died of old age. No, mom died of motor vehicle accident, dad died of old age, period. Surgery related to the recent Amazon, getting hit by the Amazon truck. Allergy, none. No, otherwise, no other surgeries reported. Also, a medication, put that Neurontin, 800 milligram, 3 times a day to help with problems with the low back pain. Patient also has a history of low microalbuminemia on ACE inhibitor at this time, period. On the Glibride 5500, 2 tablets twice a day, period. Recent hospital records from LBJ Hospital indicates that patient complaining of bilateral shoulder pain, low back pain, leg pain. Patient was only offered anti-inflammatories for his pain. Recent x-ray of the back shows degenerative disc disease. Blood sugars have been out of control, most likely multifactorial. Let's see. He patient does smoke, does drink, by the way. He's not married. He's single. He's widowed. His wife died of cancer, and he's been a long-term truck driver. His blood pressure is 173 over 80. Pulse is 62, respirations 18.02, side 99%. Heart positive, spoon positive, restored lungs, pure bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, no logical non-focal. There's negative leg raising tests present. Number one, diabetes, poor control. Number two, hypertension, poor control. Number three, the pain is most likely causing most of his symptoms and playing a role in his uncontrolled blood pressure and blood sugar. Next number, recommend patients seeing a pain specialist. Next number, the patient had sought palliative and hospice care because the folks at LBJ Hospital would not treat his pain. I explained to them that this is only for patients with less than 6 months to live and have a hospicially appropriate diagnosis, which he does not. He needs to quit smoking. He says he's not smoking very much at this time, and he definitely needs to see a pain management specialist to get on the right medication because chronic pain can lead to other medical issues and problems, as I discussed with patient today. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Next one is status post MVA, pediatric motor vehicle accident with the Amazon truck. links him his history of chronic foot pain and low back pain. Next number is relieve his blood pressure and his blood sugar control with his primary care physician at this time. Next number, patient was counseled regarding use of alcohol with his current medication. Thank you.